It's spring training baseball, and that means one thing. We're going to run into one of our old friends, and that's Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, and he covers the new world champion Chicago Cubs. And Paul has been with us just about every year over our 20 years talking baseball, but now you got a world champion to cover.
Yeah, I think my first time on with you was with the White Sox, and now I've been doing the Cubs and the Sox, and now the Cubs, after all these years, we don't have to write about the Billy Goat curse anymore. They finally did it, so we're all on bonus points now.
Okay. All right, Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune joins us. Giants baseball coming up. What does it mean to you seeing something like that, the excitement of what Chicago is all about? My goodness, seeing the ballpark before and after the game and all the people, and you know, those are images I just can't get out of my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming, obviously, something that I wasn't really sure I would get to see in my lifetime. You know, when you, in your 20s, you think, oh, eventually it'll happen, and you're in your 30s, you're hoping it's going to happen, and your 40s, you're like, well, I don't know if it's going to happen. And then when they went into the rebuild a few years ago, I was like, well, it might happen, but I don't know if I'm going to be still working to see it happen. And fortunately, I got in right under the buzzer, because I'm 58 now, and I did see it happen. I was fortunate enough to be working when it happened. But I got to tell you, during Game 7, when Aroldis Chapman gave up that game tying home run in the seventh inning, I was pretty sure that they had done it again. But fortunately, they gathered together during the rain delay, got their stuff together, and they did it. So it was a great moment for Chicago. The parade was unbelievable. The White House visit was more than I ever dreamed of, because you know, it was Obama's last week in office, so that was really a beautiful moment. Just the whole thing, everything worked out perfectly, and now we'll see if they can build a dynasty like the Giants have.
Well, Paul Sullivan with us. When you think back to, let's say, the White House visit, maybe the most amazing thing or something you saw, I'd say, well, that's the image I'll take with me.
Well, just Obama's speech, I mean, he nailed it. His speechwriter apparently was a Cub fan, so Cody Keenan, so he knew everything about Grandpa Rossi. I mean, he had everyone down. He had Joe Madden's shaggin' wagon in the speech. And then Theo came on, and he had a great speech himself about trying to convert Obama from a White Sox fan to a Cub fan. A lot of good byplay. And I was talking to David Axelrod, a friend of mine, used to work at the Tribune, obviously a strategist for Obama over the years. And he said that was the best championship ceremony he'd ever seen at the White House, and the longest, too. So it was just great to be there and really to get in under the gun, because I don't know if it would have been the same if it would with the current president.
To say the least. All right, Paul Sullivan's with us of the Chicago Tribune. It is spring training. Cubs are underway, obviously. They're going to take on the Giants in the first Saturday game here in Scottsdale. What do you see with the Cubs? Excitement around the park, and you know, everyone and their brother here covering the Cubs. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Cubs always get a lot of media just because they're the Cubs, and you know, the whole break the curse thing. But now it's it seems like even more so, and we have a lot of Japanese media there for Koji Uehara. I think the talk with Joe Madden is kind of like trying to keep them hungry, you know, not rest on your laurels. A lot of teams win a championship, and then, you know, they have that so-called hangover effect the next year. And but they, you know, this is a different kind of World Series champion, because I think there are so many young players that were in such key positions, like your Chris Bryant's and your Anthony Rizzo's and Addison Russell. So I mean, this is a team that if they don't win again, people are going to be disappointed. Which, you know, you would think they spent their whole lives, okay, we just want one, just one before I die. And now they got one, and now they're getting a little bit greedy in Chicago.
Additions to the club, I know know, Chapman is gone, and there's a little bit of a revamping of the bullpen, which happens in most teams.
Yeah, Chapman gone, did a very good job, except for Game 7 when he gave up the home run. But Wade Davis, every bit as good a closer as Chapman, a little bit different style, but a little bit different personality. But definitely, if he stays healthy, he's, you know, been one of the best relievers in baseball the last few years. So that's a big pickup. They gave up a very good play in Jorge Soler, a young prospect that's gotten a bit of a chance with the Cubs, so he'll be good for the Royals, I think. And Koji Uehara, the former closer for the Red Sox, moved into a setup role with them. I think he'll be a good pickup there. They still got Pedro Strop and Hector Rondon, so hopefully they're healthy all year. So I think that is probably the biggest concern would be the bullpen, but I think they did a good job in getting some good talent there.
Well, it's not easy to go back to back. We've seen that with the Giants. It's just there's that short off season and the expectation, and you have to have that baseball luck without injuries. Speaking of injuries, this year Kyle Schwarber comes back. What do you do with him?
Yeah, that is a big question because, you know, it's like you're adding a 30 home run hitter to your lineup without actually going out and getting anyone. I mean, he didn't play all year. He missed the whole season after knee surgery, injured in the second or third game of the season, came back unbelievably in the World Series, showed great plate discipline. It was really impressive to see him do that without basically any hitting at all. So you're going to have him in left field for the most part. They'll put Zobris there sometimes because you got Javi Baez now who's coming into his own at second base. Zobris signed a 4-year deal with the Cubs thinking that he was second baseman, and then all of a sudden the playoffs come and, you know, he's an outfielder again. So Joe Madden's got a tough call there. He's going to have to platoon some guys. You got John Jay in center with Albert Almora. Now that they lost Dexter Fowler, you've got Hayward in right field. He's revamped his swing. Supposedly he had not a very good offensive season, obviously. So it's kind of going to be a lot of different players like moving around as usual.
Well, I still have the pitchers other than Jason Hamill. Those starters are still there.
Yeah, they've still got the top of the rotation guys. Lester, Arrieta, and Kyle Hendricks all had great seasons. Lackey kind of had a tough stretch run there, and the playoffs he wasn't so hot, but this is his last year, so I'm sure he'll be playing for another maybe 1-year contract. And fifth starter, they moved Mike Montgomery up to that role to replace Hamill. He was one of their best relievers when they brought him over, when they acquired him from Seattle. So, and they got Brett Anderson from the Dodgers, who's going to vie for a spot. And then they've got a whole host of other guys. You know, as usual, everyone brings in 50 pitchers for spring training.
Boy, great to have you on. As I said, we've been doing this for 20 years, covering the White Sox and the Cubs. Paul Sullivan of the Tribune. And you just think, I know when I went through this when the Giants won, it was dedicated to so many people who weren't here anymore. And I know your mentor, Jerome Holtzman, you know, like Leonard Coppett, you know, one of the great baseball writers of all time. I could just imagine what Jerome would have thought to see this.
Yeah, Jerome was my mentor, and Mike Royko as well. I worked for him for a couple of years, the great Chicago columnist, one of the biggest Cub fans ever, probably spread the Cubs curse thing more than anyone else. But yeah, I do think about them. I wish they were here. Obviously, I'm in Jerome's spot now, which I think he would have been happy to see that because he did teach me the ropes when I was a young guy and when I was coming on your show back in the 90s. I do have to say, San Francisco, always my favorite city to come to. The best stop, the best stadium, and some of the best fans. So hopefully we do this another 20 years.
All right. Beautiful, Paul. Thanks for being with us. Paul Sullivan, the Chicago Tribune. Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.